It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and joining us this morning, Liz Stahl from the University of Minnesota Extension Office. How are you today?
Doing good.
Made it into a new month?
Yeah, somehow we got into December here. It wasn't looking like, you know, it was this time of year till we got some snow, but yeah, we've got some snow on the ground, and it finally is just kind of looking like, wow, it's winter and Christmas is coming and everything here. Somehow that happened.
It's coming whether we want it or not.
Oh, we got to like Christmas.
Absolutely. So one of the first things I've been asking everybody this time of year is, does the weather affect what you're doing as far as, is this a busy time? Is it a slow time? Does your daily routine change?
This is our crazy time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you look at extension, this is when we're really, and hopefully people notice that there's a lot of programs coming up and, you know, developing all the materials and making sure we're getting all the, you know, research hopefully is summarized and all the field trial data, those results pulled together. And then we got to get everything, you know, pulled together so we can talk about it over the winter meeting season here because people, you know, aren't in the fields. And so, this winter time's like our, I kind of look at it as like our planting and harvest time all balled together for extension. But yeah, so we've got a lot of great programs coming up, and that's what, yeah, I hope we can talk about here this morning just to let people know what's coming up.
Absolutely. Now, are there a lot of programs between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, one of them is our crop pest management short course, and that actually is next week. So that's what we have. It's a big statewide program that'll be in Minneapolis. They have some commercial applicator recertifications tied with that as well. But that is with the Crop Production, Minnesota Crop Production Retailers Association, and they have their trade show. That would be on December 6th. And then the 7th and 8th, that's when we have like our educational programs, again, at the Crop Pest Management Short Course. And this, you know, if you're like a crop advisor, you know, agronomist, anybody looking for CEUs, it's a great chance to pick up a lot of CEUs as well. But we do have a lot of farmers that come too, because again, it's kind of looking at, you know, the latest research results. We've got speakers coming in, you know, not only from Minnesota, but we have like Dave Franson. He's a, you know, nutrient management specialist from North Dakota State University will be there. We've got Joe Lauer. He's the corn agronomist at University of Wisconsin. We've got people from the Minnesota Department of Ag. We have Andrew Thotsenson. He's with pesticide safety at NDSU. And, you know, we've got somebody from Tennessee coming up to talk about robotics. So, again, it's a really nice opportunity to hear from a wide range of experts all right here in our, you know, back door in Minnesota here. And we'll talk about, you know, pests like corn rootworm, Palmer amaranth, biologicals, cover crops, soybean galmage, you know, soil fertility issues, kernza, alfalfa, you know, nitrogen, remote sensing, again, a wide range of topics. So, again, that's a crop pest management short course, and that is December 7th and 8th, and that will be at the Minneapolis Hilton Hotel. Now, early registration has shut down for that, but you can just show up at the door, and they will let you in, you know, to the program, too. So they do take registration at the door. So, again, that's kind of like our big premiere one here that we have over December.
Boy, that one is just jam-packed. It's going to be full for two solid days, isn't it?
It is a full program. But, yeah, it's a really great one. Another really nice one that we have coming up here in December, too. And this is a little more focused around, you know, it's focused around soil health. It's our Soil Management Summit, and that will be December 15th and 16th in St. Cloud, and that's at the Park Event Center. We do still have registration available online, but you can also register at the door. And here again, got a wide range of topics, you know, but again, focused around soil health. We'll have somebody talking about, you know, manure management, also somebody talking about the ergonomics of kernza. And, you know, again, that just has such incredible root system, can really help, you know, when you look at soil health. But that's a new crop here, of course. And then we'll look at, you know, I'm talking about some weed management issues, you know, and reduced tillage and cover crops, and also looking at some of our planting green trials. We'll have Joachim Wiersma down talking about small greens in the rotation. And, you know, looking at strip tillage and the economics of cover crops and things like that, too. So, again, a wide range of topics. We've got a farmer panel planned. We also have a consultant panel planned as well. And then we have industry reps. We have, some table talks with them, too. So, again, it's a really neat program, has a, different types of ways. It's not all just lecture. You know, there's a lot of time to interact with other producers and farmers and crop consultants and agronomists, too, at this session, too. So, again, that's December 15th and 16th in St. Cloud at the Park Event Center. And if you do want more information on that, just check our Extension Crops website, z.umn.edu/crops. Look under upcoming events, and you can pull up a full schedule for that program, too.
Now, is there pre-registration for that one?
There is a registration. Yep, the early bird was done here on, I think it was November 30th, but you still can register online. And a lot of soil and water conservation districts did offer some reductions, like scholarships to go to. So check with your SWCD as well if you're interested in going. Or, again, just show up at the door. There is a registration fee with that, of course, with the program. But at the end, it is a great program and, again, focused more around soil health. So, and, again, anybody looking for CEUs, great opportunity to pick up a lot of soil and water nutrient management CEUs as well.
All right. Very good. And the programs continue into January.
That's right. We have just announcing, too, our strategic farming Let's Talk Crops program. That's been going on for several years now, and we do thank the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council for sponsoring this program again. But this is an online session, and the Let's Talk Crop series, that's a little more formal, but still informal, I would say, than like, say, our ones during the in-season, the field notes that we have during the summer. But this one's an hour long. It goes from 9 to 10 o'clock. We have about half the time is presentation, and then the other half is discussion around questions that we get at registration or during the program. And we've got a wide range of topics for this program as well. And we just rolled out all that information too, so hopefully you'll see that posted, or you can find that online. You can register online as well too. That is set up, and this is free to participate in. Again, thanks to our sponsorships, including the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. I just go to z.umn.edu and then /strategic-farming. And the program, it starts on January 11th, and it'll run every Wednesday morning, again, from 9 to 10 through March 29th. And, again, we've got a wide range of topics. All those speakers are lined up. You can check the agenda online. And if you're not able to attend the session live, when you're there live, you can interact with the speakers and offer questions and so forth. But if you're not able to catch it at that time, we do, record these sessions, and they are available online to listen to it, at your leisure when it works out as well, too. So, again, that's a strategic farming program. That'll be starting up in January.
Yeah, that one you definitely need to mark your calendar and make sure you're ready for.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You just need to register once, and once you do register, then you'll get reminder emails. We don't inundate your mailbox, but you're going to get, reminder emails of, okay, the session's coming up next week, and then it's, the next day or that day of. So it is helpful to have those little reminders, too.
Absolutely. And we should mention it's recertification time.
That's right. For private pesticide applicators, it's hard to believe that time is coming up as well. In southwestern Minnesota, we start up our recertification workshops in person end of January. For example, we've got Pipestone set for January 30th at the Minnesota West Community and Technical College, and then at Slayton, we'll be at the 4-H building again, same place that we've been all these years too. That'll be on January 31st, and then they'll go through February. We do have all those locations set, and there will be a big newsletter coming out to, everybody that's up for recertification. And again, these workshops are good for recertification. So if you're currently certified and your certification is up, you can get, just attend this three and a half hour session, and you'll get recertified by the time you walk out the door. Your other options to get recertified you know, if you didn't want to do a workshop, but we do hope people do the workshops because we got a lot of great information to go over and good review on safety and crop production issues. But there will be a couple of Zoom sessions, very limited, at the end of the month in February, or you can take the test. We used to have an online course, but now after COVID, that's been scrapped. So they'd rather have people, you know, being in person or taking the test. So just a heads up on that. If you're hoping to take the online session again, that's not going to work out this year. But we do hope to see it one of these, you know, hopefully one of these dates will work out for to be in person. And like I said, you can find those, might be posted online, but that information will be coming out here later December, and those will start up end of January and go through February.
And again, you'll send out a notification on it?
Yeah, everybody who's up for recertification, if your address is correct in the system, you should be getting that information in your mailbox. But we'll also send out notices too. And just, you know, if you're questioning that, you know, if you're up for recertification or not, you know, your card should tell you when you're up for recertification. You know, if you're a private pesticide applicator, you can also check the Minnesota Department of Ag website and see when your certification is up. Because that's the key. I mean, these are only good for recertification. So if your certification has expired or you're not currently certified, you can't get recertified at these workshops. You can sure attend, but you have to take the test to get that initial certification. That always hangs up, you know, a couple people, but nope, that's a hard, fast rule. If you're not currently certified, you have to take that test to get in the system. Then you can get, you know, recertified by attending one of these workshops.
But as you mentioned, I would think it would still be very beneficial if you are looking to get certified to take the workshop first before you take the test.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. We do have a lot of people that do show up just to, you know, sit in and listen to what we're talking about, because they say, okay, make sure you really listen to this part because this part is going to be on the test,
yeah.
You know, for some of those. But, yeah, we do have people that will sit in and take the test. You know, it's not like we go over test questions. We don't do that. We talk about, you know, different pesticide safety issues, application techniques, and, you know, do some, you know, reading the label exercises, things like that, just things to look out for. And, again, we do like an integrated pest management update, too, so we have a lot of neat information in there. But, yeah, we always do have some people that will sit in and that do need to take the test. And just, again, for their kind of own information, too. And we welcome that, too. That's not a problem.
Very good. All right. More information is available on the website on all of these programs we've talked about.
That's right. Yep. And there'll be more coming up, too. But we'll stop at these, I think, for now.
Okay.
Yep. Just check our Extension Crops website, and that's at z.umn.edu/crops. And go under upcoming events, and should be able to pull up more information on all these different workshops and more things that are also coming up as well.
Very good. Anything else we need to add this morning?
Well, you know, I guess before we close, too, I just would want to remind people, too, we've had a lot of great information going out about, you know, like fertility and, you know, just a wide range of topics, but in particular looking at soil fertility and interpreting soil tests and, you know, because fertilizer, that's a significant part of your input costs. But I do encourage people to check out our Minnesota Crop News. We've got some great information being put out there by our nutrient management specialists looking at, like, how to interpret phosphorus and potassium levels, and, you know, it's been a drought year, so that can throw off your soil tests a little bit, and, you know, whether or not you should use crop removal rates or not, which aren't recommended, by the way, but, you know, just kind of saying why that can be an issue. But again, a lot of great information on our Minnesota Crop News blog, and again, you can find that link through our Extension Crops website.
Okay. Liz Stahl, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
All right, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.